All right. Hey, Alex, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All righty. Well, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Alex Yance, from the number 11 Colleague Racing Chevrolet. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and congratulations on the finish. Can you walk us through kind of what it was like on that radio there, that last lap with Justin?
Well, it's kind of a blur, right? Because the teammates there at Colleague Racing and the way that whole organization is built, you know, with Matt Colleague, owner, Chris Reichs, president, and the amazing drivers we have, AJ Allmendinger, Ross Chastain, Justin Haley, like the teamwork that they put in throughout the whole race and every speedway race we come to is just unbelievable. You know, Justin did a really good job of trying to break the Fords up there, and it somewhat hurt us as far as finishing position at the time, but you know, he just never laid down. And I'm thinking in my head, coming to the checkered flag, I was like, oh my, we're getting ready to have a 1-2-3 Colleague Racing finish right here. And at the time, I was thinking, you know, with 11 being in third, but and it's still an amazing feeling. And I'm watching it on TV, and it's, oh my God, I can't even believe my eyes, you know? So it was just, it was amazing. Like I said, I don't even know how to describe it. That just, it shows you to never lay down, and Justin Haley is very good at that. You know, don't lay down, don't count your cards until the checkered flag falls. So he did what he had to do.
Awesome. Well, we are going to open up the floor to the media for questions. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We are going to kick it off with Terry with WNDB. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, Colleague Racing and Daytona International Speedway seem to fit really well together. And then there's other extremes like this year's 500. But when it comes together, it really seems to come together here at Daytona for you, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And I can't say enough about everyone at Colleague Racing, like building these fast race cars. It's just so much fun to come here speedway racing. Like, it's something we really look forward to, kind of have circled on our calendar, and just execute, you know, just come up with a plan and do our best to execute that plan.
Well, everybody talks about plans at Daytona, but they never seem to really work. Y'all pretty much had it down covered tonight.
Yeah, and what was so crazy is, like, Chris Reichs was crew chief in the 16, Bruce was on the 10. We all kind of sat down this week and tried to play the race out on paper, knowing that we would never be able to do that, right, because the cautions and everything else, the way they play out. But when that caution came out right before the end of stage two, we were all on the radio talking to one another like, okay, we know what we have to do. We played this scenario out on paper. Let's stick to our guns. And like I said, everything just worked out great. I hated to see the 16 and 10 there at the end with what happened with them, but just really excited for Justin Haley and everybody at Colleague Racing.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All righty. Do we have any final questions here? Let me give the media one minute here just to make sure. If not, we will let you go. All right. It looks like we're letting you off easy. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win, and we will see you guys at Darlington.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for having me. And I just want to say thanks to everyone at Leaf Filter, Leaf Home Solutions, Ellsworth, Nutrient Ag Solutions, just all of our partners, you know. Couldn't do it without them for sure. So thank those guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.